到第三节
and can be found on page 781 of your English Pew Bible.
如果是英文的圣经的话是781面。
We'll be reading first in English and then in Chinese.
先用英文念，然后再用中文念。
Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manan, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
使徒行传第十三章第一节，在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称为尼杰的西面、古利奈人路球与西律芬芳王一起长大的马念和扫罗。他们在侍奉主和进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分配巴拿巴和扫罗去做我照他们做的工作。于是他们进食祷告后，给巴拿巴和扫罗按手，然后差遣他们走了。
May God bless the reading of His word.
求主祝福他的话语。
弟兄姐妹，新年好
！Happy New Year！
我相信你们一定觉得很奇怪。今天新年的第一天，怎么会是伟嘉牧师站在这里给你们讲道
？You all must be wondering why is it that the first day of this new year, Pastor Wei Zhang is actually standing up here speaking.
其实我自己也觉得很奇怪。
He himself also thinks it's weird.
按照我自己的认同呢，我觉得应该是我们的主任牧师在新年的第一天站在这里，给我们一些的鼓励和勉励。
So for a special day like this, first day of the new year, Pastor Wei Zhang thinks that our senior pastor should be the one standing here encouraging all of us.
事实上，我昨天才从英国回来，在那边的营会中服侍主。
So Pastor Wei Zhang just came back from England yesterday, serving.
我的身体还不是在那个最好的状态哈。
Is actually still not in the best, still jet lagged.
我更愿意主任牧师来站在台上帮助我，我可以在下面可以多休息一点。
So with that reason, he has more reason to want Pastor Caleb to come stand up here and speak.
我之所以站在这儿的原因，是因为我们教牧同工以前有一个惯例，就是我们每年的联合崇拜，我们轮流做讲员。
So the reason why he's standing up here is because there's a rotation. So with a joint service, pastors rotate.
所以我其实在两年前就被 assign 说今天在这里讲到了。
So this was already assigned 2 years ahead.
所以对我来说，我自己觉得我很无奈。
So he was sort of just no helpless.
因此，当我想到今天要站在这里讲到的时候，我就一直有点心里心惶诚惶诚恐哈，不知道该讲些什么。
So when given this responsibility, he was in tremble and in awe and not sure what to talk and what to share.
所以我就在主的面前祷告，我们就求问说：“主啊，你到底让我能够在弟兄姐妹的面前分享些什么
？”So I prayed and I asked God to show me and guide me as to what I should be sharing with you all.
神就把今天的这段经文放在我的心里面。
So God placed this passage in my heart.
我不敢说我完全明白神的意思。
I don't dare to say that I completely understand God's entire purpose in this passage.
我只敢说我会今天按照我自己的理解跟弟兄姐妹一起来思考这段的经文。
But I'll try my best to help and all of us to understand.
相信圣灵在我们中间也会帮助我们一同的来明白神在我们心里要动怎样的圣工。
I believe Holy Spirit is here among us today to help us understand.
让我们一起低头祷告。
So let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在新年的第一天
In this first day of this new year,
我们可以来到你的面前一起来敬拜你
to just come for us to come before you and worship you.
我们就求主你的圣灵在我们的中间
Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit be among us.
能够明白你的心意
Help us understand your will.
能够明白你在前面到底要怎样带领我们
Help us understand how you will guide us.
也帮助我们可以愿意顺服你的带领。
And help us know how to submit to your guidance.
而行在你带领我们的道路上面。
And help us walk along your guidance.
听我们不配的祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名求。Amen.
Amen.
每逢我们过中国的各样的节日，比如说农历春节的时候，我们都习惯说一句话，叫做“新年伊始，万象更新”。
So there's a saying that people usually say during Chinese New Year. Basically, the meaning is it's a new when a new year comes, a new start, everything's refreshed.
我想我们在西方的时候，我们过新年的时候可能也是一样。
So the same idea is pretty much the same in Western culture.
我们希望说在新年的第一天，我们都一起来有一个新的思想和新的开始。
So on this new day, we usually want to think about our future and think about a new start.
无论我们过去的梦想到底是什么，有什么有没有实现，现在就都没有那么的重要。
Does it really matter what our dreams were in the past?
因为2011年已经过去了，我们现在是在2012年。
Because 2011 is in the past and we're now in 2012.
每每我们在一年开始的时候，我们很多人都会在这个新年的开始的时候，我们就去思想说，我们这新的一年到底要有完成一个什么样的计划。
So many people in the first day of the new year, people start planning ahead what are the things that we need to do for this upcoming year.
我们习惯在主的面前有一个新年的立志。
We usually have this habit of making New Year's resolution.
我们往往希望说我们能够展望到未来的一年神到底怎样带领我们。
So our hope is to look ahead and see how God would guide us.
但是当我们这么做的时候，我们必须首先问我们自己一个问题。
But the first question we need to ask ourselves before making this resolution is,
就是为什么我们要展望未来？
So why do we even think ahead?
特别是我们所有的弟兄姐妹作为整个的一个教会来思想的时候，我们为什么要展望未来？
So this is especially true for us as a church. Why do we want to plan ahead?
若是我们现在对我们的现状，若是对我们的发展的方向，我们都已经很清楚了。
This is especially true if we're already pretty clear as to what our plans are and we're pretty satisfied with our current situation.
我们已经觉得神已经给我们了很多很多的祝福，我们已经很满足了，很满意了。
We're satisfied with the blessings God gave us.
若是这样的话，我们也许就没有那样的动力去想要继续的展望未来。
So if we already know and we are satisfied, then we might not have the motivation to plan ahead.
所以我们首先要问我们自己，我们需要展望未来吗？
So the question is, do we really need to seek ahead, plan ahead?
我相信这个问题也不应该我来回答。
I don't think this is a question for myself.
我相信这个问题应该是教会的整个的领袖们一起来研究，一起来确定神在前面的带领的方向，所以应该是他们来回答。
So this question is really for our church leadership. They should come together and really look into this.
但是当我读这段经文的时候，我心里面就有个深深的感动。
But when I was reading this passage, I was touched.
未来是属于神的，不是我们的。
I was touched by this idea that our future is really belong to God.
圣经上多次提到，特别是耶稣基督多次提到说，我们并不能掌控未来，决定未来，甚至我们都不知道明天会是怎样。
In the Bible, especially, Jesus mentioned a lot that we don't have control over our future. We don't really know what tomorrow holds.
我们可以计划，我们可以安排，但是未来是在神的手中的。
We could plan, we could strategize, but our future is really in God's hand.
所以当我们一起来思想，我个人觉得说我们特别需要留意这一点。
So when we're here to think about this passage, we really need to pay attention to this.
就是我们可以对未来有计划，有安排，有梦想。
So we can plan and we can dream about our future.
但是真的行得通的，一定是神的计划、带领和安排，而不是我们的一些的盼望。
So while we plan, but really, what is going to work is to think about how God has a plan for us in the future.
若是我们忘记这一点的话，我们可能就并不是真正在展望未来。
If we forgot about God's role, then we're not really thinking ahead for the future.
因此展望未来一定不是只是意味着我们一些人坐在那里做一个计划和安排。
So this planning ahead doesn't necessarily mean for us to just sit there and plan.
如果是如此的话，那只是我们在做计划， 而不是我们在寻求那未来到底是什么。
If that's the case, then we're really not planning. We're planning, but we're not seeking.
寻求未来一定意味着我们在寻求神的带领。我们就是要问一问说，神啊，你在我们前面的带领到底是什么？
So this planning ahead really implies the seeking of God's guidance.
你要有什么样的计划和安排？你要带领我们教会到什么样的方向？
So the seeking is to ask God, where is he taking us in the future?
而这也正是我们今天在今天这段经文中所看到的。
And so this is really the main idea of this passage.
因为在对这段经文，其实神学家有很多不同的看法。
Actually, scholars have different takes on this passage.
特别是第二节。
It's especially true for verse 2.
那里讲到说，他们侍奉主进食的时候，很多神学家对这一点有一个不同的解读。
So scholars have different interpretation for verse 2 while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting.
若是我们去对比这些不同的见解的时候，我们也许会发现早期，特别是19世纪以前的学者，特别比较倾向于这里是指的是这些我们所说的教师、先知，他们在行使祭司的职分，在献祭、敬拜。
So to compare the different interpretation, scholars in 19th century more likely to interpret that they are sort of playing the roles of priests. They're just doing their responsibility, worshiping, offering.
而近代的学者更多的会认为说，他们为了寻求前面的方向，在主的面前一起这样做。
But more recent scholars are focusing more on how they are coming together and seeking God's guidance.
对两种不同的看法实际上是有蛮大的区别的。
So these two different interpretations are completely different.
但是我们看到有一点可能是大家都比较认同的。
But one thing they share in common is
他们非常极其认真的在神的面前一起来敬拜，一起在神的面前祷告。
So one thing in common is to focus on the fact that all these prophets and teachers are all coming together, paying attention, focusing, and praying.
也就是说，他们把那段时间单单分别出来归给神。
They set aside this time solely for God.
单单的是以神为中心。
Solely focusing on God.
因为他们明白，他们所要寻求的是神的事。
Because they are there, they understand that they are there to seek God's.
是来不得一点点随意的。来不得一点点我们从任何其他地方的干扰。
So they can't take it lightly and they can't have any distractions.
至少这一点上可能我们需要有一点点学习。
So I think we can learn from this.
感谢主啊，我去年有一些机会呢去中国有一点点的短宣。
I'm grateful that I was able to go to China last year for several short-term missions trips.
在我所接触的家庭教会，我印象最深的往往是他们的祷告会。
For the home churches I've come in contact with, they've all left a deep impression to me, especially their prayer meetings.
当然，我们都知道他们的祷告会非常的火热。
We all understand that they're very fervent about their.
但是我想说的不是这一点。
But that's not what left a deep impression.
而是他们的祷告会与我们的祷告会似乎有很大的不同。
It's the difference between their prayer meetings and ours.
就是在于说，好几个不同的教会祷告会几乎都是一样的，他们都是以神的国度为祷告的中心。
I've seen a lot of home churches. Their prayer meetings all seem similar. They all focus on God.
而不是像我们的祷告，往往是以我们的需要，我们某个人特殊的需要为主要的祷告的内容。
So instead, ours might be the prayer request might be focusing on individual needs. These churches focus on God.
所以我往往看到他们都是以主导文为祷告的这个主要的线索。
So a lot of times their prayers reflect Lord's prayer.
把为神的国度事工为祷告的中心。
So focus on God's kingdom and God's work.
而在这一方面我个人觉得哈，我们也许在这方面需要有更多一点的学习。
So I personally think that we can be challenged and learn from this.
我不是说我们的各样的需要不重要，我们教会的各样的需要不重要。
I'm not denying the importance of individual needs in our church.
而是我们需要去思想说，我们祷告的中心到底应该在什么地方。
But we need to focus on what is really the focus, the center of our prayers.
Stephen Cole 牧师在他对这段经文正道中间特别提到，什么是教会最主要的工作？
So Pastor Stephen Koh focused in one of his sermons this question of what is the most important work for church.
他说当然为有病的祷告，关心这些有需要的，为他们证婚、做baby shower，给他们办追思礼拜，这些都是很重要的教会的工作。
So he said that while it's important to pray for the sick, to hold these different memorial services, baby showers, weddings, all these are very important for a church.
但是他说这一切不应该是教会最重要的工作。
But it really shouldn't be the most important work for a church.
We are always in danger of slipping into maintenance mentality in the church, where we focus on maintaining our religious club and preserving the sacred tradition, and we forget about loss. 我们都在冒这个险哈，常常我们就会有一个在这个维持教会的这样一个心态，我们很重集中精力在怎么样能够营造我们的一个信仰的club哈。
So a lot of times we focus too much on maintaining this organization, this faith organization.
却忘记了那些, 还没有领受到福音的人。
And we tend to forget about those who are lost spiritually.
他强调说, 教会最重要的工作一定是拯救人的灵魂。
So Pastor Stephen Koh focused on the most important work for a church really is for salvation.
有时候我个人觉得哈, 其中包括我自己在内，我们已经失去了对那种失丧灵魂的 passion.
I think, and this me myself included, we oftentimes have been losing this passion for the lost.
我们不再看见他们，就心里面充满了那个冲动，要去爱他们，要去把他们带到主的面前来。
We can no longer see that these people are in need, and that we no longer have this passion and urgency to bring them before God.
这次去英国的学生营会服侍，在我的小组里面有一位朋友。
So this time around, I was in England serving among a lot of students, and there's one student in a small group, in my small group.
他在最初的分享中，他就告诉我说，他从小学开始就被父母一直都送到这个寄宿学校里面。
So in the very beginning, he shared about how even when he was very young, his parents sent him off to a boarding school.
我看到他的时候，就心里面很明白，他心里就缺少那种从家庭来的爱。When
I saw him, I knew that he lost. He hasn't been getting that love from his family.
因此，我每次看到他的时候，不知道为什么，心里面就有一种很深的感动，就要去爱他。So
every time when I see him, I for some reason have this, I was touched and I was moved to want to show him God's love.
我也能够体会到神是非常的爱他。And
I know that God loves him.
感谢主，这位弟兄前天信了主。Thank
God this brother accepted Christ 2 days ago.
虽然他一直说不明白，虽然他说他的时间还没有到。Even
though he keep on saying that he still doesn't understand, fully understand and his time isn't there right, quite right yet.
但是当神的爱摸到他的时候。But
when God's love touched him.
他就一直在那里流泪。He
just keeps on crying, tearing up.
而当他愿意 主动地走出来信主的时候，我自己的眼泪也止不住流了下来。When
I saw him walking forward and accept Christ, I also teared up.
说实在，我已经很久没有这样的感动了。It's
been a while since I've been this moved.
我们非常的习惯，我们个人的需要得到满足，我们满足于神给我们各样的周围的福音的机会。We're
so used to being met with all of our needs, and we're used to all of these opportunities around us to share the gospel. We're also very happy and satisfied about the fact that we always have several dozens of people accepting Christ each year. But we forget about how there are all these lost souls around the world.
我们失去了对他们的 passion.
We've lost the passion for them.
我的女儿回到中国的第一个印象就是那里人真多呀。So
my daughter's first impression of China is it's just full of people.
而且那些这么多的人中间，有非常非常的多的人没有听过福音。
among all those people, there are a lot of them who haven't heard the gospel.
我看到他们是只要抓住一个东西，他们就紧紧的不放。他们希望里面有什么相信，但是他们却没有机会能够听到福音。
All these people, they are in need and in search for something to hold on to in inside.
我看到在公园里的各样的拜的这种偶像的小庙。
So they'll just hold on to whatever comes across, and so they'll be. I see,
听到那些做法事的声音就在我们的旁边。
So in a park, I see a temple or people just doing different ceremonies.
但是有太多太多人，他们没有机会听到福音。
But a lot of these people, they just never had the chance to hear about God.
当我们听到这些的时候，我们心里是不是还会有触动呢？
So are you sort of tugged at your heart when you hear about these people?
还是我们觉得已经麻木了。
Or are you sort of just numb already?
当然我们知道说失丧的灵魂不是只是中国才有。
Of course, all these lost souls are not just in China.
我相信这也只是我们所说的这些失丧的灵魂中的一部分而已。
All these people in China are really just one part of the many lost souls.
在非洲，在欧洲，甚至在我们的北美，我相信我们也一样可以看到各样的这样的需要。
In Europe, in Africa, or even here in America, we see the need, this type of needs.
但是当我们看到这一切的时候，我们心里的感受是什么？我们有没有一个很深的负担呢？
But how do we feel when we actually see the people in need? Do we have the burden for them?
我们是不是看到他们，我们就从心里面要去爱他们，以至于我们愿意付出一切，就是把他们带到主的面前？
Do we have this urge to want to love them to a point where we're willing to bring them to God?
即使是现代的学者也承认，安提阿的教会，先知和教士们，他们对外邦人传福音有一个很深的负担。
So even scholars acknowledge that all of these prophets and teachers in Antioch, they have strong burdens for sharing the gospel.
他们的眼目不是看着教会内部的需要，却是看着神的。
Their eyes weren't turned inward, but they were focusing on God's kingdom.
他们所寻求的不是教会的未来，而是神的国度的未来到底是什么。
They're not focusing on the church's future, but God's kingdom's future.
于是他们在神的面前一起敬拜，一起进食，为的就是要明白神的心意到底是什么。
That's why here we see that they come together, they worship together, and they fast together to seek God's will.
我相信我们一定要需要这样的来问我们。
So we need to ask ourselves the same question.
我们真的愿意在神的面前这样的寻求吗？
Are we really willing to seek God?
我们愿意付出代价，就是为了要看到神的国度成就在我们中间吗？
Are we willing to sacrifice and seek that God is among us?
要知道未来若是没有神的参与的话，即便是金碧辉煌，又给我们带来什么样的意义呢？
If God isn't involved in our future planning, doesn't matter if the kingdom, future kingdom is full of gold, paved roads, it might be meaningless.
当然，我们除了说未来是属于神的，我们需要寻求神这两点以外。
In addition to just saying that the future belongs to God and that we need to seek God, there's a third point.
第三个我们可以看到的是，我们要明白神的心意，我们必须对圣灵的带领非常的敏感。
So in order for us to understand God's will, we need to be very keen and sensitive to God's guidance.
也就是我们要经常的有与圣灵的亲密的互动。
This is to say we need to interact and keep a good relationship with the Holy Spirit.
否则当我们就很难相信哈，当圣灵跟他们说话的时候，他们心中不会有什么样的怀疑。
So looking at these prophets and teachers, if they weren't in touch with Holy Spirit, they might have some doubts.
我们若想要明白神的心意，我们一定有很多的功课我们需要学习。
If we are to understand God's guidance, we have a lot of lessons to learn.
换句话说，我们在一起寻求神的心意之前，我们必须作为一个教会，一起来学习如何的聆听神的话语，聆听神的带领。
Before seeking God, we need to, as a church, to hear God's guidance.
否则我们又如何可以明白说我们神对我们教会的带领到底在哪里？即使我们有人提出来，我们会大家都愿意接受吗
So without really listening to what God has to say, we won't really truly understand what God's guidance is, and sometimes people might even doubt if it's really true.
当然第四, 我们也可以看到说, 安提阿的教会在这方面是有基础的。
So the fourth point here is we could see that the church in Antioch has a strong foundation.
我们也可以看到说这些的, 先知和教师, 他们其实有很多不同的背景。
All of these prophets and teachers, they actually share different backgrounds.
我们知道说巴拿巴是一个利未人, 他是从耶路撒冷出来的。
Barnabas is from Jerusalem, he's a Levi.
而西面很多人认为他是有黑人的背景。
Simeon, a lot of people think that he shares some sort of African root.
路九很多人是认为他是带着北非的背景。
Lucius came from North Africa.
马念好像是一个皇族的陪读一样。
Manan is sort of like from a royal family, he's a scholar.
而我们都知道保罗是一个法利赛人。 是大树的这样一个法利赛。
Paul was born in Tarsus and he's a Pharisee.
这里的每一个人似乎都带着不同的文化背景。
All these different people, they bring in different culture background.
他们一定有他们自己的习惯和处事为人的方式。
They have different habits and they do things differently.
但是我们看到一件事,就是当对灵圣灵对他们说话的时候,要打发他们让巴拿巴和保罗出发的时候,他们却如同
But one thing we see here is that when the Holy Spirit is to send off Paul and Barnabas, they all agreed and they act as if just one person. There weren't any quarreling. No one asked, have we heard wrong? No one think that they should wait and ask for more signs, God's confirmation before acting. They accepted in unity. So they sent Paul and Barnabas off after fasting. God knew Church of Antioch's situation.
就是我们在这里从第五点可以看到说安提阿的教会是一个愿意顺从神的带领的教会。
So this fifth point is this church in Antioch is willing to submit to God's guidance. Even though the guidance here isn't very clear. Holy Spirit didn't clarify what is it that God's going to do with Paul and Barnabas. He only said to send them off. To just do what God wants them to do.
不但没有讲说要做什么,连去什么地方,甚至都没有提到。
There weren't any directions, they don't know where they're going.
至少我们在记载中没有看到这方面的内容。
Well, at least we didn't see that in the Bible.
若是如此的话,当神这样的带领临到我们的时候,我们的回应会是什么?
So think of a similar situation. If we were Paul and Barnabas, how would we react?
我们会不会说神的你的带领不清楚?
We might ask God or complain that the guidance isn't clear.
神的请你清楚的让我们知道拆派出去他们到底要做什么,去什么地方,怎么样的工作?
We would want to ask God as a church, what is it that you want Paul and Barnabas to do? What exactly is this work?
因为我们希望他们出去做工的时候,最终可是可以成功的。
Because we want to know that they will succeed no matter what they're doing. So this request to God might seem like we care a lot about Paul and Barnabas. We want them to succeed. But on the other side, this might also imply that we're not really trusting God.
We need to let God do God's work.
What we need to do is to let God do God's work, 让神做神的工。
我们愿意这样来顺服神的带领。
So are we willing to submit to God's guidance?
最后我们看得到的是, 安提阿教会对主的带领的绝对的顺服。
So the last point is the absolute submitting to God.
他们不在乎他们可能要付出的各样的代价。
So they don't care about how much sacrifice they are to give up. So we all know that Barnabas is a very caring leader.
安提阿教会基本上是他一手慢慢的组建起来。
He actually built up pretty much the church in Antioch.
我们都知道保罗是一个非常好的教师。
We all know that Paul is a good teacher.
如今我们都在读他的神学的著作。
We're all reading his work right now.
这样两个人若是从教会的需要来说是一定不能失去的。
So from a current church perspective, these are the two important people who can't leave a church.
派谁去也不应该派他们两个去。
If we are to send anyone, it wouldn't be these two.
但是我们看到安提阿教会怎么样？
But here,
他们没有这么想。
But church in Antioch didn't think it this way.
他们愿意顺服神的带领。
They're willing.
即便那意味着说我们要付出极大的代价。
So they're willing to just follow God's guidance and sacrifice, even if it means to give up the two most important people.
我相信我们在这一点上，我们可能可以有一点点学习。
So again, I think we can learn from this.
因为我们可以看得到他们考虑的角度。
We can see that from their concern here.
不是希望他的牧者只是来满足自己教会的需要。
So the church in Antioch isn't just focusing on the needs of their church.
而是以服侍神的整个国度为第一重量。
But the focus is on God's kingdom.
我相信我们也许需要问一问我们自己。
So we can ask ourselves this question.
我们是不是应该不去考虑学生的需要？
So are we not to consider the needs of students?
让他们与福音失之交臂。
And let them learn about this and struggle themselves.
我们是否不愿意去顾及南区超过20,000人的这样一个华人的需要？
Are we to just turn our backs on the need of 20,000 people in right around here?
我们是否对泰国的王室想要在南区建立一个美国最大的寺庙这样的新闻而视之没有任何的感觉？
Are we not going to respond to the fact that the Thai royal family is to build this huge Buddhist temple or a temple somewhere in Metro South?
换句话说，我们是不是失去了看到这些福音的紧迫性的能力？
So the question here is, have we lost the sense or the feeling towards this urgency to spread the gospel?
若是按照我们的思路来说，安提教阿教会实际上是不应该差派巴拿巴和保罗出去的。
Again, if to think more normally, the church in Antioch shouldn't be sending Paul and Barnabas.
但是我们知道，正是因为安提阿教会愿意不顾一切付出代价，甘愿顺服圣灵的带领。
But just because the church in Antioch are willing to do anything it takes,
才有我们如今领受神的恩典的基础。
And it's because of that, that's why we are here able to accept and hear God's word.
我们必须承认，因为安提阿教会所做的，使得基督教的发展开始了一个新的一页。
Because of this church in Antioch, that's why we are to see what we are able to receive the gospel here.
因为他们愿意顺服，神可以因此按照他的计划去行。
Because they are willing to submit to God's guidance, God's will can be done.
使用他的仆人把福音广传出去。
So God was able to use Paul and to spread the gospel all over the world.
我相信我们今天一起来看安提阿教会的时候，我们也一定学到很多。我们该如何行在主的面前？
I hope that as we see the church in Antioch's example, we are to see an example for our church.
所以在新年的第一天，我们从今天的信息、今天的经文中间可以带回去什么呢？
So what can we take away here on the first day of this new year?
我们可以说，神对于我们来说，特别是一个教会来说，我们需要展望未来吗？
So, do we really need to think ahead as a church?
我们愿意在神的面前单单的侍奉他，就是为了明白神的旨意吗？
Or are you willing to see God's will, to understand His guidance?
我们的主任牧师已经在挑战我们。
Pastor Caleb have already challenged us.
要我们一起来到神的面前，一起来祷告。
To come
我们愿意回应这样的挑战吗？
To come together and pray together. Are we really willing to respond to this challenge?
进一步的，我们愿意在一些的事情上学习如何寻求圣灵的带领。
And in addition, are we willing to seek God's guidance?
我们愿意放下文化背景的差异、年龄的差异、各样不同的差异，同心合一、完全顺服的带领。无论神 让我们付出的代价有多大吗？
Can we put behind age differences, cultural differences, and solely come together just to see God's will?
这些我相信都是我们需要在心里面仔细思考的问题。
All of these questions above are things that we really need to take seriously.
唯愿我们今天在主的面前的立志不是一个一般的立志。
I hope as we here set our goals of New Year this resolution, it's not just for the New Year.
而是真的是寻求神的心意，愿意按照神的计划而行这样的心志。
I hope that this resolution is a true resolution, willing to see God's will.
当我们这样去做的时候，我就相信神在我们的前面的带领一定是清清楚楚的。
If we share this resolution, I know we will truly understand God's guidance.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你把这段的经文放在我们的面前。
Lord, we just thank you for this passage.
这中间有很多很多我们需要去思想，需要去学习的。
There's a lot of lessons to learn here.
我们就求主你的圣灵来帮助我们。
We just ask that Holy Spirit come and help us.
帮助我们思想前面的方向的时候。
Help that as we think ahead.
帮助我们新年立志的时候。
As we think for the direction and set our New Year's resolution.
我们可以有一颗心单单的愿意来顺服你。
That we will have a heart that willing to submit.
求你清楚地带领我们前面的方向。
Please guide us.
以上的祷告感谢不配是奉主耶稣基督名求。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.